Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get ready, NFL teams who need a quarterback. Your opportunity to make a mistake is right in front of you. We'll see if that happens. It's a very interesting draft coming up. I have some comments from Nick Faldo. You're going to absolutely
I'm ready
love.
For that. Yeah, ready for
Will's
it.
In Strongsville. Will.
What's up, Will?
Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Leo. But
what's up, Leo?
But I had a comment on, you guys were talking about quarterbacks, and I watched them all. And I see the hype and everything, but the one guy I've looked at the last few years is Michael Penix, and he throws such a sweet ball. And he took Indiana to the Big Ten championship, and look what he did at Washington. I think the guy is a real winner, and people are sleeping on him. I'm not a fan of left-handed quarterbacks, but there's been a lot of great left-handed quarterbacks in the NFL, like Steve Young,
Mark Brunell.
Yeah.
Donald. Oh, wait, sorry.
Easy, Andy.
That didn't work out. Never mind.
But anyway, if the Browns were to take him in the second round, I would not be opposed to that.
Oh, he's not going to be there, Leo.
You don't think he's going to be there?
No, sir. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody takes him in the top 15, maybe even top 12.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. I was just thinking that, you know, Watson, every time I watch Watson, I'm not highly impressed. And if we're going to ride our whole franchise on Watson, we need a backup plan. And it doesn't – I mean, when Jameis Winston, you know, he's a good quarterback, but I think we need a young guy like Penix to come in and wing it. And that kid can throw the ball. I don't know if you – we didn't watch him a lot because he's out in Washington, but
he had, a great year for the Huskies. He really did.
The kid can throw the ball. I think he's the best.
All right, Leo, thank you very much. Leo sounds a lot like Will, doesn't it, Andy?
A little bit, yeah.
Nice job, closer. Hody.
Good job.
Way to be, Hody.
Congratulations.
Appreciate that. Good job.
Oh, he's doing like the...
He's giving me the fingers.
No, you know, he's doing the chicken dance in there. He's like, moving both of his hands like this, and he's like...
So Scotty Scheffler goes out and wins again today.
Yeah, he did.
And we're going to talk some baseball with Anthony Castrovince at noon, by the way. Scheffler goes out and wins again. Follows up his Masters win. First guy since Bernhard Langer many years ago to do that. Congratulations. Wins the first tournament after the Masters. The LIV guys went to the Masters and didn't really compete very well, right?
Okay.
There apparently is much more stink among people on tour and around tour and everything else with the LIV guys than maybe we think there is or should be. Do you care that some of these guys left? Remember John Rahm, when he was at the Masters, said some guys wouldn't even look at me.
Yeah, at first I really did care. Now I don't care. PGA has kind of sold their soul, so.
PGA basically did an about-face on everything, yeah. And they're trying to do, and talking to the LIV, the Saudi folks and everything. Who knows where this is going to go, but it's kind of interesting. And this one, to me, I thought, oh, boy, that's kind of fun. Nick Faldo, and
okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't name him sir. You know, I didn't grant him that. So do I have to call him Sir Nick Faldo?
Did we not fight a whole war with England over this about not having surnames?
I don't know. I thought
anybody?
I thought that was about
Conjunction
tea.
Junction? What's your function?
I thought it was about tea.
Schoolhouse Rock? Come on, man.
wasn't T.
No.
It was about naming people sir.
No.
So was Elton John okay?
Yeah, because he's from there.
Well, okay, McFaldo's from there. Do Faldo's I have, to, there call, do I have no. to call Elton sir?
No, you do not. Not here.
All right. Well, Sir Nick Faldo, even though I don't have to call him that.
Okay.
Apparently he doesn't like John Rahm. Okay? So Faldo is not working with CBS anymore, unfortunately. I thought he was phenomenal, by the way. I thought he was a lot of fun. But he's working with some European stuff. And he was on a podcast recently. He joined Sky Sports Golf Podcast, and he works for Sky Sports doing a lot of stuff. And he was asked about John Rahm and Liv. And he was asked about John Rahm's preparedness, is the word they used.
Okay.
For the Masters. And
I love the air quotes that no one can
I know.
See you.
Well, I do that for you.
I know. It's good.
I know you enjoy it.
I do.
And he said this about John Rahm, and I just think, can't we all just it's golf. There's no need to scream at each other. But he said, Faldo said this, I know Rahm made comments that he watched Riviera and thought, I wish I was there. And Faldo said, the players was good. That was exciting. I bet he wished he was in there. And then he said this about John Rahm. He's been playing resort courses in his shorts for the last couple of months. He hasn't been tested. Maybe he's not quite sharp enough.
Wow.
Wow.
Sizzle.
Resort courses in his shorts.
Wow, really?
Now, I'll readily admit, I have not watched a whole lot of Live Golf. I watched a little bit when it first started. I've watched 6 minutes of it this year. It doesn't interest me. And when I see the guys, this is stupid. When I see guys playing in their shorts, I think, oh, good. You're going to join my foursome on Sunday. That'll be great. It just looks weird. I don't know. But Nick Faldo, he's been playing resort courses in his shorts.
I love it. I love it. I love when these guys start talking smack.
Well, it's golf, Andy.
Yeah, I mean.
It's golf.
You don't have the right label on the back of your shirt. Oh, burn. Burn.
Isn't that weird, though?
Is that a plastic hat adjuster you're wearing? Oh, ho, ho.
Three of the Live players.
Dusted.
Three of the Live players were in the top 10 at the Masters. DeChambeau, Cam Smith, and Tyrrell Hatton.
So apparently they were okay. And they own pants now because they didn't throw them all out.
But most of the Live guys, I think there were 13 in the tournament, and 10 of them didn't do real well in the Masters.
Do you think 54 in shorts makes a difference?
Well, Dan, I need your input. Faldo said resort courses. They're not necessarily playing courses that are laid out maybe as challenging as most PGA courses might be. Is that accurate?
Yes. They played, the one that I can't get over is the fact that they played a course in Orlando. I think I read this out of golf.com. The course in Orlando that they played, this was like 2 months ago, is known for the fact that during the day they have a 2-for-1 tall boy special.
Is that true?
That is true.
That's pretty good.
I had heard that there was a course here that they were all set to do, and the members at that club said no.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think it's only a matter of time until this thing gets unified in some way, shape, or form. And I kind of get the feeling, you guys tell me, kind of get the feeling that Liv's going to go away. And everybody
what's going to happen to the money?
I don't know. Everybody says it's not. But it maybe they, you know, maybe PGA sends guys to Live tournaments. Maybe Live guys get carte blanche to play PGA if they
maybe
want.
Maybe Live changes their name to PGA. They get rid of some of the hokey stuff like the team play. And it all kind of gets, and then they come back to the PGA rules to some sort. Like no more shorts and let's play four.
The one issue here is what you just mentioned, Andy. The money. What happens to the money?
That those guys all just get paid out?
They've spent, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to give get these guys on the live tour, and now it's they're just kind of like, okay, we're making a lot of money, and we're just kind of hanging out.
Well, the other part of this, too, is the merger includes the DP World Tour. And so I think this is just my hypothesis on the matter.
Was the European Tour?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is my hypothesis. I think what happens is the live tour doesn't go anywhere. I think the holes expand. I think it continues, you know, it goes back to 72 holes instead of 54 or whatever the math ends up being.
The European Tour?
And I think it becomes the European Tour. And I think you end up with these guys going all over the place and then meeting up and coming together for elevated events. You know, so you'll have the four majors, and then I'm sure they'll pick
five or six other tournaments.
Exactly. And whether those become world events
or those big deals.
Exactly. Yeah. Whether those become world events or they become just U.S. events, I think that's the direction this all ends up going. Is we end up with one that's a world tour where you can get guys, and you'll get talent on the world tour of guys who want to play European courses and all that kind of stuff from that area to, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to buy, grow the game of golf, you are more than welcome to. I mean, there is some aspect to it,
and
but there will always be a PGA side of it.
And although there are lots of guys, European guys, on the PGA Tour, there are also plenty of European guys not on the PGA Tour who just play the European Tour.
Right. And I think that's the direction we're heading.
So we have, what, four events on the LIV Tour that are in the States? Houston, Nashville, Vegas, Miami. What happens to them? One's Doral. One is Vegas Country Club. Maybe it's the Grove in Nashville where they do the Tallboy stuff? Or is it Houston?
No, it's in Orlando.
Oh. I believe it's a course in Orlando, and I'm trying to find which one. I remembered reading that somewhere, so I'm trying to find it to make sure.
Two for one Tallboys is pretty good, though.
That's a great deal.
Although the LIV guys shouldn't need that because of what they get paid.
True. Although, I meant five left for the regular season.
Do you think these guys playing in shorts is any kind of a big deal?
I don't think it's a big deal at all. Especially, I think the caddy should be able to wear shorts at all times, but on nice days.
And not the white smocks they have to wear at the Masters.
Yeah.
Those are interesting, aren't they? The guy I almost feel sorry for here is Scottie Scheffler, because he's playing some of the best golf we've seen in maybe Tiger's heyday, and probably not getting the credit for it with the normal sports fan, just the regular sports fan. He is in the golf community, certainly, but you know, he's not beating John Rahm, he's not beating Dustin Johnson, but he's still playing great golf.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But he's playing better than them right now.
True, but if they were on the PGA Tour, would he still be playing? If they were on the tour, would he still be dominating like he is?
Just like baseball, you're going to be mad at the Guardians for being in first place because they haven't really beat anybody with a good record?
You're right. I wonder what Anthony Castrovince thinks about that. He's from MLB.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.